With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Iran's foreign minister says the Strait of Hormuz is open, but, quote, closed to our enemies. In the meantime, European leaders rejecting demands by President Trump to help ensure freedom of navigation in that waterway. Monday, the president backed off just a bit, saying it really doesn't matter if any other nations want to help the U.S.
We don't need anybody. We're the strongest nation in the world. We have the strongest military by far in the world. We don't need them. But it's interesting. I'm almost doing it in some cases, not because we need them, but because I want to find out how they react. Because I've been saying for years that if we ever did need them, they won't be there. Not all of them, but they won't be there.
President Trump says he did not anticipate Iran targeting its neighbors in the Middle East.
They weren't supposed to go after all these other countries in the Middle East. Those missiles were set to go after them. So they hit Qatar, Saudi Arabia, UAE, Bahrain, Kuwait. Nobody expected that. We were shocked.
Well, a man in New York has been exonerated and freed after two decades behind bars.
Prosecutors drop a case against a New York man who has spent nearly 20 years in prison for a less than $600 robbery they now agree he did not commit. On Monday, the Brooklyn DA's office asked a judge to throw out 61-year-old Kenneth Winley's conviction and dismiss his indictment. He was arrested in 2005 after using what turned out to be a stolen money order to buy his mother a stove at an appliance store. Prosecutors say since Winley's trial, new evidence, including confessions from two other men who were convicted in similar robberies, supported his claim of innocence. Julie Walker, New York.
And this is SRN News. NBA calling off a promotion with an adult entertainment venue. Here's Michael Harrington.
The league had been advertising an event at Magic City in Atlanta where so-called adult dancing takes place. But Luke Kornet, who plays for the San Antonio Spurs, took to social media to criticize the plan, arguing that the NBA should not be teaming up with that kind of a venue. Writing on Medium, Kornet said, quote, "The league should promote an atmosphere that is protective and respectful of the daughters, wives, sisters, and mothers we know and love." Michael Harrington reporting.
The attack recently on a major synagogue in Michigan, resurrecting fears about violence at houses of worship. In fact, the targeting of churches and synagogues on the rise around the globe, and Thursday's attack making it clear to clergy everywhere that they're very anxious about ambushes. There have been different kinds of violence over the years across the world. This is SRN News. Well, more states are beginning to encourage businesses to help employees sign up for universal health care. They're using a policy backed by President Trump to do it. Bernie Bennett has more.
President Trump explained why he didn't support an extension of government subsidies that made Obamacare plans more affordable for millions. Those subsidies have now expired, sending premiums soaring. But Mr. Trump has continued to support a 2019 rule issued in his first term that allowed states to offer tax credits to businesses that helped employees enrolled in Obamacare plans. That offer is now finding more takers among Republicans and Democrats as state lawmakers look for ways to keep the uninsured rate down. At least six states are looking at offering the tax credits to businesses that adopt the Trump policy to stem the damage. Bernie Bennett reporting.
In the meantime, officials do say Obamacare enrollment has already dropped more than 1 million this year, with the further decline expected. More details at srnnews.com.